With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A widespread storm threatening to cause problems for millions of folks getting ready for holiday travel.
Very warm weather in the east and extremely cold air in the Midwest create nasty weather conditions. Northern areas may see heavy snow. Forecasters are warning of tornadoes from southern Louisiana to southern Indiana. Areas in between may get an icy mix. So far, there have been two suspected tornadoes in Arkansas. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Mike Huckabee might run for president again in 2016, but he's not sure.
I think there's a lot of time between now and then, and frankly, the Republicans have a strong stable of possible candidates. What I'm looking for is to find out whether it's the right thing for me to do, and I'm not ready to make that decision.
The 2008 candidate, former GOP governor of Arkansas, talking to Fox News Sunday. This is SRN News.
There's a new Christian station in the Twin Cities, and right now it's playing all your favorite Christmas songs. It's thefishtwincities.com. Thefishtwincities.com is an internet-only station playing the best Christmas songs and hymns. Give us a click at thefishtwincities.com and start a new Christmas tradition. And after the holidays, thefishtwincities.com returns to playing the best in contemporary Christian music. Make us a favorite today. It's thefishtwincities.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hey, Mike Rogers here for Sensible Media, the producer of the Sensible Energy Hour. If you're an energy-related company that could benefit from being on the Sensible Energy Hour, we'd like to hear from you. And if you're any local business that could benefit from being interviewed and broadcast on all four local cable networks, we'd like to hear from you, too. We provide our clients with the biggest bang for their buck, offering the latest in marketing solutions that make real economic sense. Visit our website at sensiblemedia.com. That's sensiblemedia.com.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Tax. If the IRS is giving you a hard time, Blue Tax is there to help. They can get you out of those crosshairs. You do not want to be in the government's crosshairs. Blue Tax employs former IRS agents and attorneys who negotiate to get you a reduction or settlement, getting you back into compliance so the IRS will leave you alone. That's the key. Call Blue Tax right now. Find out what you really owe and how they can help. Blue Tax will work hard to end your wage garnishment before payday, and they try to stop the bank levies right away. No matter how much you owe the IRS or the state, Blue Tax can resolve most cases and stop legal action against you. That's the key. Get out in front of it. Blue Tax can even help if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in over a decade. You got to call them, though. Don't wait until the tax man is at your front door. Let Blue Tax get you out of this mess now.
Call for a free consultation, 800-827-4919. 800-827-4919 or visit BlueTax.com. Call 800-827-4919.
The Second Amendment and gun rights are being discussed in our society now more than any other time since the national debate to create our Bill of Rights. Learn about your rights as responsible gun owners at BearingArms.com. BearingArms.com has powerful commentary, videos, columns, articles, and insight into responsible gun ownership. There's even an online petition to sign urging Congress to support the Second Amendment. Fight for your constitutional rights at BearingArms.com.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Bring you the video. Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Town Hall magazine is so good, some of radio's biggest stars can't keep their hands on it.
Bill Bennett here. Where's my copy of Town Hall magazine, please?
Mike Gallagher here. I wish Town Hall magazine wasn't so darn good. It keeps disappearing from my studio.
Michael Medved here. Anybody here seen my Town Hall magazine?
Dennis Prager here, and my producer, Alan, keeps swiping my Town Hall magazine.
Hugh Hewitt here. Where is my Town Hall magazine, guys?
Why not order an extra? Hide it away for yourself.
Go to townhallmagazine.com.
Townhallmagazine.com.
Order it now.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to everybody. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast live every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you are just tuning into the show and haven't listened to the show before, this show is designed to help small to medium-sized businesses with their telecommunications as well as their IT infrastructure. And as always, if you're a small to medium-sized business shopping around for things like phone service, internet connectivity, wireless devices, give us a call at Telecom Warehouse. We're here to help. You can call us at 952-513-2149. You can follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com, or you could send me an email, charlie@telcowarehouse.com. So we have in studio today our co-host. We have Paul from BlueNet. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And we have our special guest from Mobile Link Wireless. We have Leo Ellman. Leo, good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I invited Leo on the show today, Leo has over 30 years of wireless cell phone experience, and we have been getting a significant amount of emails, a significant amount of calls regarding mobile devices and wireless services. So I thought it'd be very fitting for Leo to come on the show today and help us address a bunch of these questions that we have gotten since the last show. There's a lot that is changing in the wireless industry, and we want our audience to be informed on the newest types of technologies regarding the mobile devices and wireless technology. Now, Leo, we've known each other for about 4 years. You're a good personal friend of mine. In fact, you're our outlet for our wireless devices. I want you to share an interesting story to kind of give the audience an experience on what you've been through over the last 30 years in the wireless industry.
Well, in 1983, I was installing car phones for my cousin. Guy walks in the door and says, "Hey, anybody interested in installing cell phones?" Cousin looked at him and said, "No one's going to ever buy a cell phone."
Sure.
I followed him out the door and said, "I'll do it at home." Installed three cell phones in cars for them, and was invited to Soldier's Field in late 83 to watch them make the actual first commercial cell phone call. And it's been bliss ever since.
Absolutely. Now, I bet the cell phone that you installed in cars is probably a little bit heavier than the one that people are buying today. Is that right?
Yeah, the car actually leaned to one end. So,
well, good. So like I said, what we've got is we have a ton of these questions that we want to address. And as we go through these questions, again, if anybody has questions, we are live here in studio. You can give us a call on the station at 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. Or you could text us at 651-243-0390. The first question that I have comes from Dan from Stillwater. And Dan says, "What is the big deal with LTE?" Leo, thoughts on that?
Well, acronyms. We've all heard all the telecom acronyms. It just so happens that marketing department got a hold of an acronym, created an acronym LTE, which if you look it up, it's long-term evolution. What does that really mean? That's the newest, fastest data service available. So until they come out with something better, LTE is the acronym we'll be using.
It's kind of like one of those buzzwords like the cloud, right?
Right, exactly. Cloud doesn't necessarily have a specific meaning, but the marketing folks have adopted it, and of course, they just run down the field with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think LTE, to kind of touch on that, Leo, is it's the newest form of data. If you have an LTE phone, your data speeds are going to be a lot faster than the older, the older 3G type of phones, like the Optimuses and the Blackberries that are only 3G capable. Really what it means is it comes down to data. You get a better data reception, you get better data service, and it's going to be a little bit faster. So, Dan, if you have any questions, you can reach Leo. Leo, give out your phone number if he wants to reach on an individual basis.
Yeah, at any time you can reach Mobile Link Wireless at 952-314-1313.
See, Leo, I've got a question here from Tom in Chaska. And he wants to know, how does cell phone insurance work or mobile device insurance work?
Sure. Well, cell phones, when you purchase them, they're heavily subsidized. So in other words, you walk into a store, you say, I want a Galaxy S4, for example, and they say it's $199.99. That phone probably cost about $569.99, so there's a subsidization. If you're not in contract, or if you're in contract and not able to get an upgrade and something happens to your phone and you have insurance, instead of paying that full price, you'll pay just a deductible. There's generally a monthly fee. That monthly fee is anywhere from $7 to $11. And the deductible, depending on the cost of the phone, can be anywhere from $50 to $100.
Because otherwise, you're on the hook for, since you're in contract for the service, but now you've got no phone because it's lost, damaged, whatever. You'd have to go write a check for that phone if you wanted to, if you didn't have the insurance.
Exactly. So the nice thing about having insurance is instead of paying $569 for a phone, you're going to pay, again, either $50 or $100, depending on the cost.
Wouldn't you think that that's kind of situational based on the type of customer? I mean, Paul, and kind of some examples, you know, let's say that we've got a plumbing and heating customer, right?
Sure.
And every one of their mobile devices is the rugged, you know, durable, you know, heavy duty phone.
Right.
Chances are you're probably not going to need insurance for that phone because it's obviously weatherproof, it's waterproof, it's, you know, they could have that phone for 5 years.
Might take a little more abuse and still function, or if you're in a position that you can self-insure.
Absolutely.
On run the numbers.
But if you're somebody that's, well, for example, clumsy like myself, who happens to break his phone about every 2 months, insurance is probably a really good thing simply because I don't want to pay full retail price. So it kind of makes sense to do that.
I guess the other option is if you break that expensive phone, you might have to go buy a cheap one and run out your contract.
Well, that's right. That's right. I don't want to shell out another $600 for a brand new phone that I just bought 2 months ago. But what are some ways that you could avoid maybe doing some insurance?
Well, the thing you got to remember, too, is these manufacturers all have a year warranty. So if anything happens to your phone in relation to its functionality, that wouldn't be something that you would even want to consider, you know, going the insurance route on. What you would want to do, though, is, and going to your point, Charlie, before, you know, I've got a fleet of plumbing trucks, and these guys are out in the field and dropping or bumping or maybe possibly even getting moisture on their phone, you're going to want to have insurance to cover those phones. The white-collar guy, if you will, who's sitting in an office every day, he's probably less apt to opt into the insurance.
It's just his work environment.
That's for sure.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, here's a question that this comes from, looks like we have Don in St. Paul. And Don says, I'm not sure whether to buy a 16-gig or a 32-gig Galaxy S4. What does that mean? What should she do?
Quick answer is, if I'm going to be the type of person who's going to save a lot of things to your phone, you're going to go with the higher gig phone. Literally what they're talking about is how much can you save? What type of memory capacity does that phone have?
So things like storage or video.
Yeah, pictures, video.
Pictures.
Yep, exactly.
So what have you recommended for your clients then? Is it really depend on what they're using and what alternatives that they have if they wanted to go with a lower type of phone?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm going to ask them questions. What are you going to do with the phone? Do you take a lot of pictures? Do you download videos? Are you able to use Wi-Fi a lot and not have to download things and just stream? If that's the case, we're going to go with the less expensive phone, which is going to have the least amount of memory. If, in fact, based on what they do for a living, they're going to have to save a lot to their phone, we're going to go with the higher gig phone, more expensive.
And if they go with the lower phone or the lower type of gig plan, are there alternatives to help store data elsewhere?
Great question. Now, don't forget, we're talking about storage. And if you're going to store a lot on your phone, you're going to want to go on a higher gig phone. The gigs that you're referring to as far as the service goes has to do with how much data you can actually use.
Got it.
So two different approaches there.
And certainly certain models of phones you can add in storage, but some you can't.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive more into the mobile questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract?
Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, your host, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we were talking to Leo Ellman from Mobile Link Wireless about different cellular questions that have come in. And at the break, we had a text from Luke, kind of unrelated to mobile devices. But Luke says, Alienware for computers, why is it top of the line? Paul? That's probably a question for you, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Alienware is kind of a high-end or a enthusiast, they call them, gaming-style computers, both desktops and laptops. It was purchased by Dell a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was integrated into the Dell line. But they're generally higher-end computers that have really top-of-the-line graphics cards, fast processors, fast memory, fast storage devices, that are really designed to be primarily a gaming station for,
sure,
for playing video games. But they just put the more expensive components in, especially on the when you talk about video cards and things like that, can really drive up the price, but delivers a better experience.
Absolutely. Again, we're live here in studio today, so if anyone has questions regarding technology, mobile devices, internet connectivity, give the station a call, 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, or, as Luke did, text in 651-243-0390, 651-243-0390.
See, Leo, we've got a question here from Randy in Lakeville, and he wants to know, does when I'm using that walkie-talkie service, does walkie-talkie or two-way direct connect come out of our bundled cell minutes for our plan?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, and the answer is no, it doesn't. Again, depending on the carrier, you know, all carriers are different. They do call that feature, you know, something different. But generally what that means is you probably have a plan that has a separate either bucket of minutes for Direct Connect or it's unlimited Direct Connect.
And of course, that two-way Direct Connect, that's a Sprint product, correct?
Yeah, the Direct Connect verbiage, Direct Connect, the word, the term, that is a Sprint term, but all carriers offer some type of walkie-talkie type feature.
You know, Leo, one of the questions that I get now, and maybe you can kind of touch on this point, is in the old days, and I'm going to say old days, maybe even a year ago, cell carriers would basically, your plans or your rate structure was based on how many minutes and text you'd use. Now it's kind of shifted to more data usage. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was is you would have a plan. You'd choose a plan, and generally, again, like what you said, Charlie, they used to base those plans on how many minutes you thought you'd use. Now what has happened is kind of a huge paradigm shift in the business. Again, maybe about a year ago, a little bit less even. They changed that to offer unlimited minutes, unlimited texting, or unlimited talk and text, and then they would classify your plan based on how many data gigs, for example, you would use. Reason being, people are talking less on the phone. These are little mini computers people are carrying around. They're using them. People text more, a lot less in relation to talking, believe it or not, and hence that paradigm shift.
Especially people under 20 years of age. They don't answer the phone anymore,
right? It's all
text. It's all
text. Yeah. It's sometimes what, if my wife will be like upstairs and I'll be at my computer and I'll text her and she'll answer. But if I call her, she won't answer.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. Well, I think that kind of drives really kind of the next question. And this question is Scott from Egan. And Scott says, I'm shopping for cell service for my business, and we are heavy data users. What would be a good option? You know, Leo, that's probably a good question kind of to pick up right from there.
Yeah, again, all carriers offer different, plans and features and such. But the key to answer this question directly is Sprint. Why Sprint? Sprint is the last carrier that offers a truly unlimited data option.
Yeah, and that unlimited word sure gets tossed around a lot. I think every carrier claims to have an unlimited plan, but there's a whole lot of asterisks.
There's a lot of
stars and asterisks behind that unlimited.
Well, we have a text that came in here. It says, "What is the best mid-range $200 smartphone?" Now, I think I already know the answer to this question, Leo, because you're an Android guy. But go ahead.
Yeah, I am an Android guy. And the Galaxy S4, the phone I actually carry right now. And it's not a mid-range phone, believe it or not. $200 is going to get you the top of the line. They're all going to be 4G LTE, a term, again, we talked about earlier in the show. And that's going to get you probably the best phone on the market. Now, for you Apple people, you're going to get the top of the line Apple 5S right now for $199. So, there are a couple phones out there that are a little bit more, maybe the 249 range or a little bit above that. Generally, you're looking at your Galaxy Notes or Note 3s, a little bit bigger screen. But, yeah, probably one of the best phone on the market if you're an Android guy would be the Samsung S4. And, again, if you're an Apple guy and you're more of an iPhone user, then the 5S.
I think one of the questions to follow that up with is, are you talking about a subsidized phone on contract versus a non-subsidy contract where you have to pay up front. And obviously, if you're paying up front, that $200 phone is a different phone than the $200 phone under a contract.
Yeah, well, again, we talked about that during the insurance question.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are subsidized amounts. Generally, a $199 phone, I haven't looked at the price sheet in a few days, but an S4 is probably in the $569-ish range. And, when all the carrier subsidies there and some of the manufacturers have subsidies, when it's all said and done, rebates, mail-in rebates, at $199.
If you're looking at a non-subsidized contract, your best option in that price range is probably looking at maybe the top of the line phone 18 months ago.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
Might be that $200 phone.
Well, yep. And that's a great question, because I think there's when we look at cell phones, and Leo, you broker for all the main carriers. You've been doing that for years. And this is actually a question that I wanted to kind of go into that subsidization, is this is Eric from Rosemont. What's the difference between buying cell phone service or going to the mall or going to Best Buy and buying from that service? What's the difference between buying from you at Mobile Link Wireless versus doing that?
Yeah, perfect. I would explain that in two different ways. First thing is the pricing you're going to see as far as the equipment is managed by the carrier. So that's not going to change. But what is going to change, and the reason why I would call Mobile Link Wireless, is the service. You know, we come to your facility, we dispatch the phones, we help you, you know, on the latest smartphones. You may have a couple emails you need to be loaded in, all your contacts, pictures, such. And then we're there, you know, after the sale to help with any type of customer service piece that you may have. Go into a big box retailer or the mall, and, you know, you're going to probably go and see somebody different every time you go there. And that level of service that we provide just isn't going to be there.
Yeah, if you're looking for that kind of consistency and service and having some consultation wrapped around what you're trying to do is what really makes the difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions that should be asked when buying a phone, and I guarantee you when you're at the mall, none of them are going to come up. So, you know, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk to you about it. We're going to put you in the best possible piece of equipment that you should have, help you get it set up, and then help you down the road afterwards.
And there really is no cost for this consultation. I mean, you'll literally – these are value-added services that you're going to provide. You're going to be subsidized and paid by the carrier, so they have an incentive of working with a telecom consultant like yourself.
Exactly. And that, you know, this is what Mobile Link Wireless does. So we are true telecom consultants. We're going to ask you all the right questions at the beginning. We're going to have all the right answers after the fact. And we're going to be there for you to help you do everything from set your email up, like I mentioned before, to moving your, your contacts and such. And then we can get as deep into it as, you know, I may need some mobile applications that I want to, you know, track my employees or track the trucks that I have. And we're going to talk about third-party applications that, you know, again, going back to your original question, you're just not going to be able to get that support, or you're not going to be able to get the information you're going to need to make the right decision, you know, from the mall or from a big box retailer.
How can somebody get a hold of you, especially like Eric?
Yeah, 952-314-1313 is our phone number. You can reach us on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com. And if you give us a call, we're going to be able to do that consultation for you, as Charlie mentioned, at no cost, and get you in the right piece of equipment.
We did just receive a text in that asks a question: can you get a virus on a Windows phone?
Here's how I'll answer that question. I've been told up until just recently, no, you cannot get a virus on your cell phone, any type of cell phone. Not, it doesn't matter whether it's a Windows phone, an Android phone, or an iPhone. Recently, there has been some viruses that have been able to sneak onto the mobile, whatever you want to call it.
The mobile platform.
Yep, the mobile platform. And they are now starting with antivirus, for your mobile phone.
Have you dealt with this in the IT world, Paul?
Yeah, as Leo was saying, it really hasn't been a large issue yet. There have been some isolated incidents, and for technical reasons, it's certainly possible to get virus and infections on your phones, and it has happened. It is not a widespread problem yet, but as they get more popular and as more people are on the smartphones, it becomes a bigger target. So.
Sure. So I like to comment on that. Don't buy your wireless phone from Target. Buy it from Mobile Link Wireless.
Unless you're paying cash.
Unless you're paying cash.
So mobile device management is a development now that is going to start adding that virus protection and malware protection to mobile phones. And I think as time goes on, this is going to become a bigger and a bigger issue.
Well, there's one question that we want to talk about here, and then we might have to pick it up here before we go. But and this is Joel from Robbinsdale, and says, what's the difference between non-contract cell phones and contracted cell rates? And Leo, I know that you do Verizon, you do AT&T, and you do Sprint. What's the difference? You know, what do you got there?
Well, that's actually an easy question to answer. It's quite simply, do I want a subsidized phone or don't I? In other words, do I want to go get a plan? And all the plans, in the good old days, if you will, the plans used to be different.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to address this question. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GAVNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many of GAVNet associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GAVNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GAVNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GAVNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or gavnet.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Waterston with the Cremation Society of Minnesota, Minnesota's largest provider of cremation services. Last year, cremation was chosen by over half the families in the state, and it's easy to see why. Cremation is simple, dignified, economical, and environmentally friendly. That's why every year, thousands of Minnesotans throughout the state choose to pre-plan with the Cremation Society of Minnesota. It is an important step in giving your family the peace of mind that at the time of need, vital decisions have been taken care of. Confident that the services they are looking for will be provided without feeling any pressure at a difficult time. If cremation is your choice, or if you have any questions about cremation, call us today at 612-825-2435. That's 612-825-2435. Or look us up online at cremationsocietyofmn.com. The Cremation Society of Minnesota, the new tradition.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm Paul Drangied with BlueNet Inc. And before the break, we were talking to Leo about the difference between contracted and non-contracted mobile service. So let's jump back into that, Leo, and maybe get a better explanation of really what the difference is when you're considering which direction to go.
Right. So in the good old days, a term we've used now a few times today. Actually, the plans actually differed, you know, based on whether you're going to sign up for a contract or just go on a month-to-month plan. Now what's happening is, and this is kind of another paradigm shift in the industry, is all the plans are the same. So you're not going to pay any different as far as your monthly service, whether you have a contract or not. Quite simply, the only difference is going to be your phone's either going to be subsidized if you do sign a contract or not subsidized if you go on one of these month-to-month plans.
So if you wanted to go out and buy an iPhone and the retail cost of that iPhone was $850 for a 32-gig plan or a 32-gig phone, you're going to pay that up front.
That's right.
So really, if you do the math versus that or like a Sprint option where it may be $199, it's kind of a marketing thing. They're just spreading it out over the cost of the, you know.
Yeah, literally, they're subsidizing the phone. You're going to end up paying for it either now or later. So, you know, it all depends on, you know, what your needs are.
So it can be kind of a cash flow issue of whether you want to write that big check for an expensive portable right. computer today or if you just want to add it to your monthly and pay a little financing over time.
Right, 100% cash flow issue.
One of the other questions I think you should ask yourself about that question is what kind of coverage that you want. You know, the carriers that are non-contract, to name a few, would be like Boost Mobile or Virgin Mobile. Their coverage is not a global in nature. What they do is they only use a portion of the cell towers. And that's how they're able to sell, you know, non-contract cheaper rates. You know, when you go to the big three like the Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T, you're using a nationwide network. They're sharing towers, and you're not just buying a slice of that. So quite obviously, your coverage is going to be superior as well.
Right. So what they used to do was going far back, all cell phones were analog. One day, they decide that for capacity issues, they're going to have to go digital. So they transfer to the digital side, but analog was still always there. Generally in rural areas, areas that they just hadn't gotten there with the digital towers and the build-out yet. If you went with a prepaid, generally you were only on the digital network. So you didn't have as much service. You didn't have as broad a range of service if you did it, you know, on a normal plan. Obviously now the digital system is more mature. All the towers are in place. And not necessarily true, but at the same time, not if you were on a contract plan.
If somebody in the audience wanted to buy mobile service from you, Leo, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, 952-314-1313 is our number. They could visit us on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com.
Leo, I've got another question for you here from Joe in Invergrove. And he wants to know, I hear that Sprint offers certain incentives for businesses. What do those incentive plans look like?
Sure. There's generally a couple buckets of money. You know, obviously the hardware is discounted when you are signing a contract. There's something called port-in credits. The term port-in means you're taking your cell phone number from one carrier to the other, and they're going to give you a credit based on whether it's a smartphone or just a feature phone. Buybacks. I want to trade in all my phones, or, there are some discounts that are available based on what type of business you're in. So, you know, maybe you're a contractor and you want to take advantage of that. There are going to be some incentives and credits to help you do that as well.
And Sprint is very, very, from example of discounts, you can get anywhere from 10% all the way up to 25% based on those verticals. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, they're very, very focused on the business, small to medium size. Obviously, you know, there are some larger companies that have some pretty hefty discounts. But you could be a contractor, have three phones, and take advantage of a pretty decent sized discount.
So, again, if you guys have questions about mobile devices, we're talking to Leo Ellman today from Mobile Link Wireless. The studio call-in telephone number is 651-289-4488. And we have been getting a lot of text messages as well at 651-243-0390. And kind of going to the question about Sprint and their discounts and all these buckets of money, if you will, kind of brings us into a question that we got from, looks like Sarah from Minneapolis. And she says, I want to switch my cell service, but I'm locked into a contract. How can I break this? Leo, I'm sure you probably get this every day. I mean, every customer you talk to.
Literally every customer is under contract. And we're not necessarily helping them break their contract. What we're doing is we're helping them subsidize the cost of offsetting the charges they're going to have. So in other words, they may have an early termination fee. They haven't, you know, gone through their whole contract. So these port-in credits, these buybacks, and these other incentives that we've talked about are there to help offset that cost.
So surely it's the new provider is willing to help pay the part of their cost of getting a new customer. They're willing to help pay your cost to get out of your existing contract, depending on how high that cost is, I suppose.
Correct. They're going to want to make it as easy as possible. Our motto at Mobile Link Wireless is we want to help you make that move with as little to no cost as possible.
I think if you throw up, Paul, kind of what it is if you throw up all the bags of money that Leo's talking about up in the air, and let's just say for easy math, it's $1,500 worth of incentives, either free months of service, equipment buyback, and you look at that termination fee of the current carrier that they're trying to, if the end result, and Leo, I'm guessing probably 9 times out of 10, the customer actually makes money in the transition. There's actually money left over on the table.
Yeah. What we do is we take an apples-to-apples approach. We take a look at what their cost is. We take a look at what incentive money and programs are available. And in some cases, it not only covers the cost of the early termination fees, and don't forget there's going to be some cost to the new equipment, they have a credit left over for their first bill.
And how can somebody get a hold of you again?
We could be reached by phone at 952-314-1313 or on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com.
So I've got a question here from Bill in St. Paul, and it says, I have unlimited data on my mobile phone, and I want to add a hotspot. is the hotspot going to use my unlimited data? I think that's a great question because this comes up daily as well.
It's a great question, and it depends on the carrier. Some carriers, you have to pay an extra service fee to have hotspot, which then is possibly unlimited. Some carriers have a cost that would allow you to use the data in your data pool and share some of that data part of your hotspot. And then carriers just give hotspot away depending on what plan you're on. So, again, that's going to depend on your needs, what carrier we decide to go with, and how much you think you're going to use that hotspot.
And to make it extra complicated, you could even tether into your existing mobile phone for a hotspot as well, which will certainly pull from whatever your plan is.
Yep, the old, good old-fashioned way, pop a cord on your phone, pop it in your computer, and tether.
But this is becoming such a big issue because the connectivity, people are using cloud applications, their business applications are hosted in different areas, and that mobile connectivity for data is just becoming more and more crucial to have all the time.
Yep, very important.
One of the tips for the trade on the hotspot option is making sure that when you're using it, it's turned on, but when you're not using it, it's turned off.
Yeah.
Explain why that's important.
Well, what happens is you could do what's called data roaming. This really is going to hold true if you live a little bit north. You start going fishing a little bit north. You want to watch your favorite show. You forget to turn your hotspot on. Turns out that you're roaming in Canada service for a while. Next thing you know, you have a $700 data roam bill. So, yeah, it's extremely important to make sure you turn it off when you're not using it.
It's going to be using those minutes.
It is, yep.
So, yes, that's a very good question. Going down to the next question, John from St. Paul asked a question about cell companies sharing towers. What does that mean? We've got two networks, Leo. We've got CDMA and we've got GSM. What's kind of the difference there?
Well, we have we have actually three networks. We have CDMA, we have TDMA, and we have GSM. Here's the 50-foot view is this. Not every carrier has a tower everywhere and needs it to create a national coverage area. So the carriers that share platforms, for example, on the CDMS side, Sprint and Verizon, they're going to share towers. They got into an agreement when roaming charges went away to be able to offer national coverage by sharing the towers and handing those calls or those data streams off from tower to tower as you travel so that you have service wherever you go without having to pay those roaming charges.
And so we have a text that just came in, and there's no name, so just whoever the no-name individual is that's listening. It says airplane mode. I have no idea what this means.
Okay. Airplane mode is easy. You have a phone that's, again, literally like a little computer.
Under your settings.
Yep. You could play games. You could do things that you do not need the network to do. So literally what you're doing in airplane mode is turning off of your connection. That way you can use the phone on the plane, legally, if you will. I know there's been talk lately that
that's been on the news, hasn't
it? Yep. They're going to start trying to let people actually just use your phone. They found out that a long time ago it never really messed with the the airplane very much, if at all. So all you're doing is turning your data connection off and allowing you to do things on your phone that you don't need data to do.
Of course, they now, of course, sell the data plans on the airplane as well.
They want you to buy, in addition to your $1 million ticket, they want you to buy their services online as well.
That is correct.
Which actually, if you buy it online before you get on the plane, is actually a little cheaper. I've done that a couple of times on a plane ride.
Yeah, and there's different tricks. I just recently hopped on a flight, went to Seattle, downloaded some movies to my phone, downloaded it into the download mode instead of in the streaming mode. I didn't have to use Wi-Fi, didn't have to use data, and watched all my movies because I put them in my memory on my CD, on my card.
On your device. Planning ahead, and you can maybe avoid those.
Yeah, I didn't have to sign up for that $8 for the Wi-Fi for my 3-hour trip, and
right.
I watched 4 hours worth of movies.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into more of these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot. What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We have been answering questions on mobile devices and wireless service with Leo Ellman from Mobile Link Wireless. We've been answering questions from the audience that we've been taking over the last week, as well as texts and calls that have come in today. So if you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 651-289-4488 or text 651-243-0390. And Leo, one of the questions that we had here came from, it looks like, Chris from St. Paul. And Chris asked, what's the difference? No, actually, you know what? I think we answered this last week. But let's touch on this again. What's the difference between tethering and hotspot?
Well, tethering is, prior to even having hotspot available, you were able to use, you know, a cord that you bought when you bought your phone, plug it into your USB on your computer, and go on the internet on your computer with the use of your phone's data plan. You know, hotspot is something that the phone now creates a Wi-Fi puck, if you will, no different than if you bought a Wi-Fi puck to create a Wi-Fi environment. And you turn it on your phone. Again, it's using your data, so you want to make sure you're on the right kind of plan if this is something you're going to do a lot. And then you can go up to five devices in most cases on the internet on your laptop.
Doesn't it kind of seem like a hotspot would be more economical because you can power up mobile devices? In other words, you know, if you turn on hotspot on your cell phone, you can power up maybe your wife's phone, your son's phone, your, you know, whatever. They have more access versus kind of a one-to-one.
Right. Well, what hotspot is going to give you the ability to do is go online with multiple devices. Maybe it's your son's iPad. Maybe, you know, your wife is in the kitchen looking up you know, something on Google, for example, you're going to be able to do that with one connection. So you're paying one time to be able to do, you know, up to five connections. So obviously that's going to be a little more economical if you're going to take a piece of equipment, plug it into a computer and only be able to use that one device.
And that's where one of these, you know, having a phone that's an LTE-capable data plan would be better than the person that's on the old 3G like a BlackBerry or some of the older Androids, because your data connection for that hotspot is going to be significantly faster.
Right. You're going to have a better experience because the data is going to be faster.
One of the follow-ups to that is kind of the challenge is if you're not on one of those plans that you have completely unlimited data, if you go in and are using your mobile device or even your Wi-Fi, if they're not unlimited, you're going to chew up those data or the gigabytes that are allowed on your plan. So
and blow up your cell bill.
There's some strategies you can do to minimize how much of that data plan you're consuming.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to touch on it again, and we've talked about it a few times. It's extremely important when deciding what type of plan you're going to go on, what equipment you're going to go with, and that's where the consultation comes in. You walk into a Best Buy or a big box retailer like that, and they're just going to want to sell you what's on sale, what they think you may need.
Or what the spiff is that point.
Exactly, what they're getting spiffed on. And really, it's literally asking the right questions, making sure your needs are met, making sure you're on the right plan. You know, like you said, Charlie, you can blow up a cell bill pretty quickly, you know, when you're downloading something, you're streaming videos, and you don't have an unlimited data plan.
At BlueNet, a lot of the times what we'll have conversations with our clients about is how much are you using those mobile devices inside the office, and then making sure that we have a good wireless solution inside the office so that you can hop onto that large broadband connection that's at the office and not chew up those wireless data minutes.
Right. What we recommend is and this will hold true not only for your how much data you use, but your battery life on your phone. We recommend setting up your Wi-Fi on your device wherever you are. Are you home a lot? Set your Wi-Fi up so it's automatically on Wi-Fi when you're home. In your office, automatically set it up when it's on your Wi-Fi in your office. Not only is the data going to be faster, but your battery is going to last a lot longer. You're going to have a better experience.
Yeah, so less data plan usage, lower battery, and faster.
It's all ups. There's no downside to using Wi-Fi as much as you can.
So one question that we had from this comes from Ron from Ron from Plymouth. What's oh, I love this one. What's better, Android or iOS?
Yeah, well, I stopped telling people what's better about 10 years ago, and I decided that the approach I'm going to take is what's going to be better for you. In other words, I ask them what kind of computer do they have at home? Do they have a Dell computer that they're using Windows? Do they have an Apple computer? And the reason that is nowadays what people are doing is they're syncing all their devices together. So if I'm going to have
multiple connectivity,
right? If I'm going to have an Apple computer at home, I'm probably going to have an iPhone. Why? I'm going to use the same iCloud logon, so I'm going to have the same experience whether I'm home on my computer or I'm using my handheld device. And the same would hold true for
Do you already have an iPad?
Right, exactly. You know? And you know, a company who's never really been hurting before, but Microsoft is coming back, at least on the mobile handset devices, and the new Windows for mobile is a lot better than it used to be, and they're kind of making a surge back.
And of course, now you've got the kind of the exiting big grill in the room of BlackBerry, which had a big market share in the business community specifically, which has obviously been waning over the last several years.
They're falling off the
line. Exactly. You know, the upper level management, if you will, that when they were being approached in the board meetings and said, maybe we need a bigger screen, maybe we need touchscreen, maybe we need to do the kind of things that you could do maybe on an iPhone, and they said, no, we don't, we're BlackBerry. He's probably rethinking that.
Well, early on, both the Android and iOS didn't handle the email quite so elegantly the first few years.
Windows didn't handle it fairly.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're right.
But that's changed a lot over the last few years of revisions.
Yep, it's much more stable now on Android as well as iOS.
There was a text that came in here, and it said, and I'm not sure who it is. So if you do text in, please give us your name so we can certainly follow up with you on kind of a one-to-one basis. Have you ever heard of Freedom Pop? They use Sprint's network and use VoIP, so they're really cheap. I personally have not. Paul, have you?
I had not heard of it before. I looked it up here. It looks like it's a startup that they're trying to do some kind of free or low cost wireless service providing.
Yeah, it's the magic jack of the wireless industry. There you have it. So that's probably what it is. It's some way of making cell phone calls over the internet.
Sure.
No different than making a landline call, if you will, over the internet. And I'm not sure how it would be, how they would use Sprint service, but that's got to be what it is.
Well, one of the things that, you know, again, when we talk about these different types of networks, a lot of carriers use Sprint's CDMA network, like Boost Mobile, Virgin. Well, actually, Boost Mobile is owned by Sprint. Virgin Mobile, which is using, you know, Sprint's network. And then we also have a carrier that we talked about who's a landline carrier that bundles in phones called CBON Communications. We had them on a couple weeks ago. They're all using the CDMA Sprint towers. Obviously, when you go to direct with Sprint, you're going to get the nationwide network because, quite simply, they're going to be using their towers as well as sharing with Verizon to create that nationwide
network. Right, right. I'm going to try to stay away from getting too technical, but basically what it means is this. CDMA is co-division multi-access. TDMA is time division multi-access. What does that mean? They're taking a digital phone call and they're breaking it up in two different ways. And the CDMA way, the code division, in other words, it's a code. Once that code gets there, you hear what you're what they're talking about. It seems to be a better way to do it.
Well, these have all been really good questions. And Leo, I want you to kind of end with what you're willing to do for the listening audience if they call you and they want to do and they're asking you for either quotes or services and want you to look at. What do you guys offer as far as kind of your consultation?
Sure. If you call us at 952-314-1313 or visit us on the web at www.mobile-linkwireless.com, we will do a free consultation for you. We will come back with a recommendation. And, you know, we will offer our services for free of charge.
So literally it's you'll take a look at their services. You'll give an apples-to-apples comparison. Really non-biased, right? You're not gonna,
right?
You're not gonna say this is just
nope,
based on their
what's
needs.
What's better for you?
You'll quote out their services. Let's say they decide to buy. What are they gonna get after the fact, after the sale?
Sure. So what they're gonna get is they're gonna have a team that's gonna come out to the facility. We're gonna deploy those phones. We're gonna help you do everything from switching your contacts and pictures, helping you set up your email.
No small task.
It's really not. We have a
do 100 phones.
Yeah, right.
It could take a day. To do that, and we do that at no charge. But after the fact, we are going to help you monitor your bill. We're going to bring, obviously, important changes in the industry to your attention, and we're going to be there for you when it's time to possibly upgrade your phone. You know, I've had this phone for a year and a half, 2 years, and I want to look into a new phone. We're going to help you do that as well.
So it's one throat to choke or one back to pat.
That is one of my sayings, yes, and thank you for bringing that up.
I've kind of inherited that, too. Well, guys, we've had a great show. Leo from Mobile Link, thank you for coming on board. Paul, again, it's always, you know, you're our co-host. So it's,
thanks, Charlie.
If you guys have any questions, feel free to give us a call on an individual basis. You can call us at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you next week, and happy holidays.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket around Christmas. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing holiday deal is happening now through Monday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation and your $99 activation free. Call 1-800-908-3846. That's 800-908-3846. 800-908-3846.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on the NASDAQ.